Welcome to my fourth episode. This is number four. My name is Georgia, and this is the American Dream Podcast. Enjoy. What? Before I start this podcast, little disclaimer here, I am by no means a social media expert, okay? When I started my page on Instagram, it's underscore gteam, back in 2016, I had no idea. I literally had no idea how Instagram worked, how to grow, how to scale, how to do anything, really. I just knew that I could post pictures and videos, and that's it. So yes, I took a shot in the dark, and it worked out, but it didn't just work from luck, okay? It didn't work for me making excuses and saying I don't know how to work it. I gave it time. It takes time. So what I'd like to do today is try to provide you guys with value, something that you could start doing to start growing your platforms. So what I've done is I brought some of my buddies here for help, some YouTubers, some TikTokers, some just Instagram social media influencers, to answer some of the questions that you guys might have when it comes to growing your platforms. So keep an eye out for an ear out for that. At the end of today's episode, I will play all the advice that they gave to me to give to you. So without any further ado, here we go. So back in May of this year, May of 2020, I went on my Instagram and, as always, made a story and told you guys, and you can fact check me, go back to my Instagram. Well, you probably can't see the story from May, but I'll put it up. How about that? I'll put it back up. And I said, hey, you guys need to go on TikTok like time now, time yesterday, because, you know, you guys might think that TikTok is just for dancers and little kids. However, the same thing that happened with Instagram is gonna happen with TikTok. It's gonna blow up. Watch. Because guess what happened with Instagram? Like, all the old people were pretty much, oh, you know, Instagram, because Facebook was a big thing before Instagram. So Facebook was huge. Instagram came about and they were like, oh, that's just a gallery. That's just a place for people to post pictures. Well, Instagram today runs the business world, runs the advertisement world, runs deep in a lot of people's pockets. So guess what? Instagram is the new it. Right now, what is growing right now, and it's been growing for the past 12 months, is TikTok. Okay? You can literally post any video on TikTok, and whether you have 0 to 1 million followers does not matter. You can have 0 followers and go viral, because the algorithm on TikTok right this second is just too good, in the United States at least. So what does that mean for you? Whether you're trying to grow your business or just grow an audience or start a community, I don't care if you're trying to sell something, or I don't care if, you know, you're a street artist. I don't care if you are trying to just build a community for veterans or whatever you're trying to do. TikTok is the place to do it right this second, and you actually might be late to it. So I would do it literally as you listen to this podcast, if you haven't already. Listen, you have to be versatile. You have to be able to jump from platform to platform. And it's not because I love TikTok. I mean, I love TikTok because I've built a community on TikTok. I have close to 300,000 followers on TikTok. So daily I get like millions of views. So yes, I love TikTok. However, if there was another app right now out that had this type of algorithm and this type of growth potential, I would jump on it. I don't care if it was called freaking grass. I would jump on it. You have to be versatile and jump on the different apps when they come out and play with them. I'm not saying that every single app that's gonna come out you're gonna be an expert on. You're not. But you have to be willing to put in the work. Okay? Another app that most of you guys are also sleeping on is LinkedIn. Okay? LinkedIn. I understand it's a professional app. Great. It is a professional app. Well, a lot of you guys are looking for jobs. A lot of you guys are looking to put out your ideologies, your ideas, LinkedIn is the place for that as well. LinkedIn right now is trying to grow as a company. So they allow a lot of fastly algorithm as well. So they'll push your stuff out. You can literally put a blog up, an article, and they'll push it out. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. That's just a little bit quick tips. But while we're on the subject, I'd like to let you guys know, back in 2016, when I started my Instagram page, it's underscore GTeam, I had no idea what that meant or what was gonna happen next. I had no idea. I don't know. I didn't know what was gonna happen. I was just like, let me just start it, and start posting things that I would want to see. You know, because when you start a page, or really when you start anything nowadays, it has to be a story behind it, or you have to solve a problem. You know, what problem is your Instagram page solving, or your TikTok, or your videos, or your content? What is your content solving? It has to solve a problem. For example, I'm a recruiter for the Army National Guard. So often on my page, you will see posts that, you know, are made just for that audience, just for that military audience. A lot of other times you'll see I'm big in the fitness. I'm an athlete, right? I like to call myself an athlete. So I'm big in the fitness world. You'll see me run a lot. We do running challenges every month on Instagram. So that's another thing I do. And I solve that problem for runners or the running community, right? On my TikTok, you know, my TikTok for me is more like, you know, where I put all my energy at. You know, I come home, stressful day, and I make something and it de-stresses me. Obviously, I'm gonna try to make it relevant. I'm gonna try to make it fun, and I'm gonna try to make it mine and put my touch to it. But it's fun for me. It's something that I actually enjoy doing. Instagram, yes, I still love doing Instagram stuff. However, I don't really have a strategy with TikTok. I just kind of make. And making is a strategy. So there you go. This is the end of today's episode, and as promised, here is the advice from some masterminds on social media influence and content creation.
So I would say the number one tip for me on how to grow social media is you're gonna need a little bit of luck, you're gonna need consistency, and then you're gonna need authenticity. So what I mean by that is, honestly, a lot of it's luck to expose you. So if you have a little bit of luck and get a viral video or something that gets you a lot of exposure, and then if you are consistent and then you keep basically the train going, you just kind of keep posting and posting, you're gonna get another viral video and another. And then if you're authentic in all your videos, that's what helps you retain followers and makes people wanna keep going back to see you. So a little bit of luck, consistency, and authenticity is kind of my three things.
Dedication. You know, as long as you put 110% in your profile, you know, put your whole heart into it, people will notice and people will like you for you and your content and whatnot. They don't have to be necessarily up the top with like the best quality gear and cameras and stuff like that, especially not right away. You can definitely like progress slowly as you go, but as long as you're committed to it and you keep with the consistency, like other people have said, you'll see yourself grow like you've never seen before.
My number one tip for growing your social media is consistency. Just be consistent with your content and eventually the followers will come in.
My number one tip for growing your social media is be unapologetically you with whatever content you create. People are gonna hate, people are gonna be jealous, but let that flow off you like water off a duck's ass.
You gotta do it. A lot of people are scared and they never try it. And the end result is they don't know how far they can go. They don't know how well they can do. And you know what? Even if they experience failure, they won't grow from it. Do it. Get off your butt and do it.
My number one tip for growing your social media platform is to always be yourself.
I agree with this.
So my number one tip for social media growth is pretty much don't get crippled by, you know, not getting enough followers or not getting enough views. Do not let that hurt you. Just make content. Do more. Make more. You know, for me, for TikTok, for example, I put out like 3 to 5 videos every single day. Now, am I gonna go viral on every single one? No, it's not gonna happen. However, I'm much more comfortable with getting 1 million views for 4 videos that I post than going viral once and then just being crippled, like, because people look for that moment again. You know, when you go viral, you have the attention now. So now people are waiting for you to do that again. And when you don't, it really hurts your confidence and sometimes you stop making. So to me, I just know for every day, I'm like 3 to 5 videos. I post it out there. I don't care what happens because, you know, I did my part. So don't get crippled. Just make.
What?